Presents USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Well, folks, tonight we have a very special request from a bunch of former Tennessee Mountain Boys stationed in India. It says, "Dear Command Performance, this is a great country for us moonshiners. We haven't seen a revenuer in a week. The thing we miss most is that Mountain Dew we used to make. Now, if you can't send us a gallon of that, give us something else that'll make us hillbillies happy. A big helping of Judy Canova. Well, fellas, your wish is our command. So here she is in person, Judy Canova."
Thank you, man. It sure is nice to be here. Well, it is. Ken, I've been hankering to come over and be on this clam bake for some little spell now.
Well, Judy, gal, if I'd have known that you'd have wanted to go, I'd have come and fetched her. At least I'd have seen that you'd have got to get the gold.
You know, Ken, if you weren't wearing shoes, I'd swear you were kinfolk.
Well, I am kinfolk, gal. I got a little mountain blood in me. In fact, I got 22 brothers and sisters, and we're all of a hillbilly strain.
Well, 23 kids is a strain on any hillbilly. Ken, we had more kids than that. I think we got 28 in our family.
You think, ain't you sure?
No, we don't take inventory till Saturday.
Suffering fool cats, 28 kids. Where do you sleep?
We got a bed.
28 people all in the same bed? I never heard of that.
This guy's never had a room in San Diego. Ken, we'll get together later and swap stories about our families, but right now, let's get this hoedown warmed up with some high society music. Fellas, I'm proud to present a musical group direct from a successful engagement from the Cavs living room of the Ozark Slaughterhouse, the Hoosier Hot Shots.
Well, thank you, Judy, and thank you, folks. And now we're going to play a medley of tunes here called the Indiana Concert, or It Couldn't Happen at the Metropolitan.
Thank you.
me drool imitator trap. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of home. You know, last time I was home in Scuttlebutt, Arkansas, all my kinfolk celebrated by throwing me a picnic. Boy, what a picnic. We really went back to nature. As a matter of fact, when she saw me, nature backed up a little herself. Yep, we drove out in the country in Ezra's car. I don't know whether the tires were loose or not, but three times I got ahead of the car. Yeah, we didn't have much gasoline. Zeke took the car last night on a date with his girl, and he used it all up. In fact, they had to push the car to the place where they usually run out of gas. We found a good spot, though. Of course, I was careful to keep away from the poison ivy. I don't know whether I got any on me or not, but in 2 days, I've scratched a foxhole in my girdle. I know that. Yeah, then we opened the food and we started to eat. I don't know whether I told you that Zeke's got big buck teeth, but they sure did come in handy. Yeah, he got the last olive out of the jar without using his hands. I'm proud of that boy, I'm telling you. You know, we had a good time, but the ants was awful terrible. I'm telling you, one ant there was very particular. He spit out a piece of my sandwich, looked me right in the eye, and says, "You and your whole wheat." Uncle Zeke's dog walked in while he's slicing the bread with a big knife, and now he's got the only setter in the world with nothing to set on. And the gang was really hungry, too. Boy, I'm telling you, one of my cousins was eating with his hands, so I says to him, "Listen, didn't anybody give you a knife and fork?" He said, "Yeah, they were delicious." I never did see such appetite. An apple dropped out of a tree right near us, and only 3 seeds hit the ground. After we ate, somebody started a crap game. Uncle Heath bent over to roll a dice, and just then a bull from the next farm horned in. The bull made his point before Uncle Heath did. Of course, Pappy came with us. He goes everywhere we go. He has to. He's laying on a chair with his beard hanging out, and Ma accidentally knitted him into her sweater. Oh, that Pappy's quite a character. Plays the violin. But he ain't gonna be fiddling at the next barn dance. Ma caught him fiddling at the last one. Well, that's enough about my family. Right here, I'd like to introduce a little friend of mine from south of the border, who I know is gonna be as big a hit with you as she was in the first picture, that Oscar Award short feature, Bombolero. She's about the prettiest little Spanish girl that's come across the pike in many a fiesta. Here she is, Olga San Juan. Well, welcome to command performance, Olga.
Muchas gracias.
Gosh, Olga, you sure are pretty.
Muchas gracias.
Yeah, and you got that beautiful complexion.
Muchas gracias.
By the way, what do you think of my look? Muchas gracias. Olga, I love everything that's Spanish. In my new home, I built myself a patio.
A patio, señorita?
Yeah, you know, that's the hacienda that blew its top. Well, what you gonna sing for us, Olga?
A song called Chico Chico.
Well, get right to it, honey.
Yo sé que ya le ven viviendo mi quintal, que ven con ares de canario de pardal. Mas por favor, tire ese bicho tocelero, porque la casa come la pupa entero. Tire ese chico de la encima de mi pupa, de tantas frutas que no pude pinicar. Mas yo visto tu parado y conocía, podía piste para ver si la comía. Pude un gato no espantado, esta pupa se le hace que es pupa que ya pupa alimenta ya. ¡Eh! do Cuba inteiro. Tira esse tico de lá, em cima de mi fubá. Todas as frutas que não pude pinicar. Mas eu fiz tudo para ver se conhecia. Botei a pista para ver se ele comia. Botei um gato no escutar, uma sopada, sai, saca, repuga, que derruba a limitação. Ha!
And while we got the audience in a listening mood, I better sneak up on them and slap them quick with my swayback soprano. This is for all the fellas who signed themselves the Tennessee Tomcats. And for Joe Clare at APO 453, George Bizzacco and Martha D. Andrews at APO 73, Ed Lilly at APO 246, and Russell Isley and Jack Bean, both care of the Fleet Post Office, San Francisco. Here it is.
I was alone on a shelf, in a world by myself. Oh, where could my Prince Charming be? But a man came along, made my life like a song, and taught me these words of ecstasy. I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and stuff like that there. I want some petting and some spooning and some happy honeymooning and stuff like that there. I used to think that love was just a lot of rubbish. I'm as a cabbage, I'm as a cabbage. But now my attitude is holy lovey-dovey. And baby, you've done it. I want some kissing and some hoping and some missing and some hoping and stuff like that there. I want some leaping and some chasing and some weeping and some pacing and stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it. There's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and stuff like that there. And some hoping and some missing and some moping and some stuff like that there. I want some leaping and some chasing and some weeping and some facing and stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it. There's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and stuff like that there.
Treat for everybody. It's that sensational new comedy star, the hit of Up in Arms and Wonder Man, Danny Kaye.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you very much, and hi, fellas.
Oh, say, it's so nice to have you here, Danny, but I can't understand what you're doing on a hillbilly show, boy.
You don't understand what I'm doing on a hillbilly show? It's very simple, Miss Karnofsky. I'm what you call a Russian hillbilly.
Well, I never heard of one before.
You never heard of a Russian hillbilly? Certainly. Russian hillbillies are the same as Americans. In fact, over there, we even got those Basko, Drosvichi, Klyazis, is now Drosvichi, Vyachnil, Gras.
Well, now, what does that mean?
Outside plumbing.
Danny, do Russian hillbillies sing?
You betcha. Of course. You're now looking at the head tenor of the Life Can Be Borscht with Potatoes on the Side singing group.
Well, what part do you sing?
Well, when we are singing the Volga Boatman, I am singing the Yoik interpretation.
The Yoik interpolation?
Well, of course. It goes like this.
Hey, da, woo, and yem, yoik! Hey, da, woo, and yem, yoik!
The society told me that I'm the biggest yoik they ever had.
You know, Daddy, I like Russian food pretty well. What do you have for breakfast?
Vodka.
Yeah, well, what do you have for lunch?
Vodka.
Gee whiz, and what do you have for dinner?
More vodka.
Say, that must be some country there. Is the scenery beautiful?
After all this vodka, anything is beautiful.
Getting back to the real you, though, Danny. Didn't you just come back from a bond tour in the East?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we did, honey. Eve Arden, the rest of the show, and myself spent a number of weeks traveling around the country. In fact, I brought Evie with me. Evie? Oh, Eve Arden.
Hello, Dan. How are you, Judy? Well, Eve, how did you enjoy your trip back here?
Oh, it was all right. It was a little uncomfortable on the train. You see, Danny made the reservation, and we ended up in a cattle car.
Oh, it wasn't so bad.
Well, not at first, but later on the inspector came through.
What happened?
I don't know, but after he left, my hip had a blue stamp on it that said, "This is government-inspected beef." The punch, too.
Anything else happened on the train, Evie?
Yes, I finally got in the lounge car one day, and I was sitting there trying to finish my game of solitaire when a little boy walked up to me and said,
"Hello, beautiful. You going to Capilonia?"
Well, well, a dehydrated wolf. What's your name, little boy?
My name is Daniel Kupi K. I'm 5 and a half years old. My father bought a bicycle. My mother works in the fence plant. My sister has a fella, and my brother's got a job. You want to buy my lollipop?
Why, yes. Thank you very much.
No, 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 not that side. This side.
Why? What difference does it make?
Because this is the side that fell on the floor. I want you to lick off all the bug germs.
Bug germs?
Yeah.
I don't see anything.
Oh, yeah, you can't. You can only see the bug germs with a microscope or so. They're invisible.
They're what?
Invisible. She don't hear good, does she?
Well, make yourself invisible and let me finish this game of solitaire.
I don't mind.
Go on now.
I don't
mind. I want to stay right here and read my book.
Oh, a book? What is it? Little Red Riding Hood?
No.
Well, what then?
Forever Amber.
Forever Amber? Let me have that book.
Oh, you can't have this book. You're too young.
Now, put that book away, and I'll tell you a nice, sweet story.
Okay. All right, I'll climb up on your lap, and I'll snuggle up real close.
This kid is older than he looks. Now, what kind of a story would you like to hear? What kind of a story would you like to hear?
Oh. Well, I would like to hear something about aminals. I love aminals like Rhinocerus, Rhinocerus, and Apollins, and Hip Up on Top of the Omnibus.
All right, I'll tell you a story about aminals. Now, once upon a time...
You know, we have a dog at home. His name is Sport. Well, we call him Brownie because he's black.
Now, that's silly. And besides, you shouldn't fib about your dog.
He's not a dog. He's a cat.
Your dog is a cat?
Yes. That's because his name is Sport and we call him Brownie because he's black.
I'd like to get a look at him.
Oh, you can't. He's gone. He died and he went to horsey heaven.
Now, why should a dog that's really a cat die and go to horsey heaven?
Because his name is Sport and we call him Brownie because he's black.
Look, little boy, why don't you go away?
I don't want to.
Go away.
Tickets, please. Have your tickets ready.
Here's mine, conductor.
Thank you. What about your little boy?
My little boy? I'm not this boy's mother.
Are you not?
No.
No, you may not believe this, Mr. Conductor, but her and I is on a honeymoon.
Oh, come now. Why should a pretty girl like her marry a little boy like you?
For my money.
Conductor, any resemblance between this little boy and myself is purely coincidental. Now, go away, little boy. Go away.
Now, don't you holler at me. I'm just getting over being sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was wrong with you?
Well, first I had the chicken coop. Then I got the weasel. Then after that, I had the bumps. And now I got the hookup. I caught him for my sister.
Oh, your sister has the hiccup?
Oh, no, she's a little girl. She has the she-cup.
Well, are they doing anything for her?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. The doctors, they sticked her with sulfanilmalin and
Never mind.
Clorinormic.
Look. Why don't you go over there and look out the window?
Okay, Roger. Oh, whee! This train is going fast. Look at all those telephone poles going by. That was two of them together.
Oh, look!
What now?
Oh, we're going around the turn, and oh, there's a cow standing on the tracks right in front of a locomotive.
Oh, look!
What happened to the cow?
One meatball.
Danny, you can't get away with just singing them little old bitty notes. Boys want to hear a full-length song from you.
Coax me.
All right. Okay,
that's
now.
Enough. I'll sing.
We'd like to run through a little ditty that we stumbled through on Wonder Man called Bolly Boogie.
Somewhere off the coast of Java fell a little piece of lava that grew up to be the island known as Bali. Bali-la, Bali-la, Bali-Bali, Bali-la. Every native girl looks sort of like the farmer's daughter, author, and for dancing they are simply off their trolley. Trolley-la, trolley-la, trolley, trolley, trolley-la. But they hadn't seen a new step since Methuselah did the two-step on their isolated island. They were way off beat from jive. They were closeted till a storm deposited on their beach a dive. And Jack from Lower Basin squeaked, so he took their native movements, added in the groove improvements. And here's the way it's played on the Bali Hit Parade. Bataka boing boing aquataka zoot flute. Bataka boing boing aquataka reed beat. Bataka boing boing aquataka live dive. A haka choo choo chatting noogie bally boogie. A waka song song a waka slick lick. A waka song song a waka half step. A waka song song a waka live dive. A haka choo choo chatting noogie bally boogie. Now if you can't dig the chatter with the greatest of ease, it really doesn't matter. Here's the translation, please. Yaka bataka boing boing a waka song song means shoot the lava to me Java. Bataka boing boing aquataka live dive. Bataka boing boing aquataka reed beat. Bataka boing boing aquataka half step. A haka choo choo tatten noogie bolly boogie.
Bolly boogie, bolly boogie.
Bolly boogie, bolly boogie woogie. Bolly boogie, bolly boogie woogie. Now, if you can't take the chatter with the greatest of these, it really doesn't matter. Here's the translation, please. Jack-a-bataka, boing, boing, a-waka, boing, boing, means shoot the pinky to me stinky. Bataka, boing, boing, aquataka, live dive. Bataka, boing, boing, aquataka, read beat. Bataka, boing, boing, aquataka, hip, step. A-haka-choo-choo, haka-choo-choo, 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 chattanoogie, bolly, boogie.
Something requested by a lot of you fellas and all the services who come from the West, the Navajo Trail.
Every day, along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fade, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets
down to the last scrapings in the grit pan. Don't forget, the light string is always out, so come in and set a spell. This is Judy Canova speaking for all of us and saying so long. Good night.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.